Push it hard.
I can't even.
You push it.
No, it's gone.
Yeah, you gotta push it in the middle. And push it hard. Oh, well, Jodie's there.
I saw them in. They were the same price in You Can't Go Wrong and the place opposite Woolworths in Caerphilly. The campaign, I expect the campaign. It's either that or the what I call it.
And funny enough, I was reading the campaign yesterday and I was looking at the thing that they got a sale on,
didn't they? Anyway, we went to the probably I haven't seen them in the shops anywhere. I went to Caerphilly Market on Saturday morning. But Daddy did have a skin coat. And as we were coming from it, he said, look, there's a shirt you want for Robert there. So so I thought, well, in case I can't get them anywhere else, and I was very frustrated down the market, I said, well, we'll have one. Come here, $12.99. We goes uptown the following weekend to get my order. And I forget what I was looking for. Oh, it is what I was looking for, your blouse. And they had this, what they call, in the shop next to the Nelly Food. I'm swearing conkers, I don't know what it is.
That's just I mean them up there.
Aye, and they had them in the window there. $12.99. And I went somewhere else. There were two places I saw them. I said to Robert, now you know that shirt I bought for Christmas? And he said, yeah. I said, I could write from the place I want.
No wonder I know that I was gonna go out.
Well, that's not me to go touch your tissue.
No, please get a pinch of tissue. I'm desperate to pinch one. Oh, Mommy.
They dug up quite a bit of room, didn't they, with that bypass?
Yes, they look down and
they look down. Now, Mommy.
Some others then, they were $10.99, but they weren't as thick as the other ones.
The shop opposite, you know, there's the market and there's the cake shop. Opposite there by the Ready Freedom shop, they've got a sale there.
Where?
Stock clearance. Right by there, you know, the used wallpaper. And then there's a shop next to it and they're selling stock clearance sales there. And that's where they saw the padded shirts there. But I didn't look, we didn't stop in the rain, it's a bad Thursday morning and windy, that I went to the market, I cut straight through and went to Pritchard, and I went to get the bacon and he went to get my gas stopped. So we were back in yours by half 7 Thursday. I'd most there before. So, I don't know.
Yippee!
I want to get him another towel and dressing gown because the blowing he had on the caravan, he's got home for the winter, where we brought it through and walked. Maybe bring him home and wash it. But he said, don't wash it, I want to wear it. So really, you could do it one for down there and one for home. Because the other one you got is the silk one of the Leonard. So I was going to go across the Thursday and have a look for this town, and they had them there before Christmas 1799. And they said one size. Now I don't know whether the one size would fit I, because the last one I had him I sent away for, and I had extra large of them. So I don't know whether them down there would fit. They were 7.99. They were white and lemon and pale green. On a stripe, I think. They had some nice thick ones in the peacocks, but they were £17. About 16.95. And they didn't reduce them for the sale.
Mm.
He wouldn't let me pay that. But he said, leave it, we'll see what they had at the shop. Oh, and when we went there after Christmas, the shop was towards us. Christmas holidays. Another mini market shop at 3 there, and I usually get the bargains.
Yeah.
When Jen said about the headboard last week, I said, I've seen some in the top mini market. I said, pink ones and grey ones. But I said, not while they want the Christmas stuff in, it was before the Christmas stuff, they must have taken them out. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking perhaps they'd bring them back. So Thursday, we usually come out of Bridge, they were on the corner, then down the lane to the car, because the car's back at the end of the lane. So I said, I wonder if they got that headboard for Ken. Now, I didn't know he'd had one. Mm-hmm. I said, we'll have a look and see how much they are. When they've been there, it's all locked up. Closed for stock taking sale, they said. And we looked through the side windows, and there's not a thing on the ready counter, it's peeled out. There's nothing there at all, so there's not a stock taking sale. They've shut down, I expect.
Mm-hmm.
And the week before, it was all Christmas stuff was still in there.
You know in Ponty, you know that great big double shop, this mini market? They always got chairs and wicker baskets and things outside. That's gone.
They got one in Blackwood like that, don't they? Eileen had a jardinier thing.
Yeah.
For a while, last year for me. That's the green one, don't you go around and put it there.
Mm.
They shut that, did they?
Yeah, and that was a big one, that was. Because that went downstairs and all.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Okay. Right, now, as I say, they'd all came with the recession. Didn't we find out the maps today, though?
He did, yes.
Oh. Well, he came in here, he said, are you ready? Came with Robert to read the paper, and I was there. And Rob said, I would come in. And I said, what's the matter, Reese? And I said, what's the matter? You've got a face as long as a fiddle. Everything, he said.
What happened to us? He was going to the match.
Mm.
And then his friends come knocking at the door. You coming out to play football, Reese? No, I'm going to the football match with Dad. You're going to watch Cardiff City? And so, of course, they started putting the strike then, see?
No, I didn't watch Cardiff City lose again.
That's right, 25-0. So Reece says, oh, how did you guess? But he came in then, he said, I'm not going to football match. So I said, well, all right. Then I said, if you're not going to football match, you can go upstairs to your bedroom and tidy your bedroom again. Well, when I say again, you haven't touched it. It's a mess, isn't it, Kez? He makes more mess in his bedroom than she does. And his is because not only is it all papers and books and toys and everything else, it's all his clothes as well. He don't put any of his clothes away. And if he's looking for anything, it's all flinging out the drawers and on the floor, and he don't care. And if I hang his coats at once, I've hung him up 100 times. He got a coat hanger on the back of the coat hook on the door.
He stayed here to stay here to hang in his door.
And I'm not kidding you, he's got his blue coat that he wears down the garden, you know, room with all the fur in. He's got his army jacket, a grey jacket. What else is up there? I think there's another jacket that he's got, and there's no room to keep them all downstairs on the coat hanger in the passage. So I told him to keep them on the back of the door. You put them up on the door, then on the floor. You pick them up again, you put them back on the door, he shuts them back on the floor.
I don't mind, you got your hair, Robert used to go on very fast.
Terrible.
They'd go upstairs and Shirley would put all the clean clothes by in the wardrobe. And they'd bring the wardrobe. No, I own my lamp. And half the time she found the clean clothes all rolled up under the bed.
Hmm.
And it's true good. Oh, he's gone, there's a big magpie up there and she's gone now.
Yeah.
They're not coming on the plane. Lorry's not going back and forth today. Over there?
Yeah, well, I think they're putting stone by you, didn't they?
They were working up they've gone past the path. They were working up sort of, they've curved it around because the Liverpool bed's curving around. You know, by that you go to B&Q. The Liverpool bed is sort of curved toward behind B&Q. So and they've gone up sort of on the slope there. They're watching out there this morning. We didn't have a warning yesterday. No slow, the slid took down yesterday.
I don't know. I was up to Davis and Eddie's when it went and their windows rattled.
Yesterday?
Mm.
Tuesday we had heard all that.
And Eileen said that, she said we never had a warning then, did we? But I don't know whether it's because you got used to it.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I mean it's only like a siren, it's only going isn't it?
And
you don't know.
I said it's only about half past 3 yesterday.
And you definitely hear the bang.
Yeah. I said it's due to go off now, it's at 3:30. And we waited and waited and he said, well it's 3:50 by me, he said, I haven't heard one.
Yeah, it went off yesterday. It went off about,
about
3:30. He
had the telly on, so Papa just didn't. The last time they had the siren on, he done all that loud, I thought. Whether it's because the wind was blowing that way, I don't know. Did you eat those Ferrero Rocher you sent up yet?
Don't you like them, do you?
Oh, I just didn't. She had a box full for Christmas. She had 3 out of them. Right? She sent, they were in those little strips. She sent 3 in for me, she said, have Mary tasted these and I said, I don't think so. So she sent them, I've tasted the other ones, but not those white ones. So she said, take them in for her. And he called her the other day, she put them up for the birds, she don't like them. But she said, they're eating for the hookers. So he came in here, he said, I said, putting those Ferrero Rocher things out onto the birds table, he said, she don't like them. He said, she said, they like puffs of wind. I said, what the hell is she doing that for? She don't want them. Tell her to come send them in here. I said, and give them to the kids. But that's all she sent in with those two. I said, she might have sent a full packet. I said, no, they didn't want to buy. You want to lease, you want to tell it. But there was only two in it, so I gave them for them.
Mm. Well, they're nice, they are.
Right, no, they weren't too bad. I didn't like them.
I got mine in the car.
I thought they were all right.
Mm. I
put
their mine onto the packet.
It's expensive, they are, that's what you think. Silly, get up. Get up. You got a sweet in your mouth, Kelly, so get up, please.
Good job.
I got
get up.
Get up! I can't.
Of course you can.
Oh, I think I got it.
Yeah,
okay,
so be silly.
What sort of party you have last week at the chapel? All right? You dance? Sing?
The boy you like the party, Joe.
Wasn't like a party?
At all.
I know one of the girls' brigade wasn't, you said. But you had another one on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, that one was like a party,
Joe. No, can it not be like a party then?
Didn't you have crisps?
Mm.
And cakes? Did they sing?
Oh. I don't know where you bothered to go. You didn't do anything?
I can't see, I'm not allowing singing in the party. Debbie's daughter, oh she looked good last time. The one that comes round with us on this little call, she went to hospital on Tuesday. Monday.
Oh.
That's right, she had operation Tuesday for her tonsils. She's supposed to come out yesterday.
But she didn't.
Well, that's how she did. But I saw Debbie Thursday night and she said about her. And I said, how long she'd been in? She said, Tuesday she had the off. She said she'd do, she'd probably have come out tomorrow or something.
Ooh, tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Mm. kept all the chest of drawers and wardrobe the other day, didn't we?
Yeah,
that's how they must do that.
I love Debbie.
She's got nothing to wear now.
I heard she was trying on everything that she worked with and I wondered.
Nearly everything is in here.
The trousers haven't been open ever since before Christmas.
I've hardly seen them open.
I know, they haven't been open all this week.
I mean, I was thinking today actually, when I was walking up the road and I said, oh, trousers are shut again, they're going to close down, aren't they?
I think so.
I think that last break-in done it for them.
They still got a file of Christmas outfit in on the sheep bay in the one window. The one next to the cake shop. But I've been up the road every day this week, not shopping, but just up for a walk, you know, that I can get out. It's been too bad I am gone, but mostly. But the bar's not across the door, and last week when I went up, they still had one or two bits of Christmas stuff in the one window. And some balls of crushed butter in it. But that window's completely cleared out now. And it hasn't been opened at all this week.
Are there any cracks in it?
I see this window in Caffilly had been knocked in. The door window now. You know, they've got the double door there.
Oh, yeah.
They've got board up to that. And where's the other one I saw?
There, every single shop.
The wine store's at the top end, yeah. They
They got
a big piece
of
board,
wood. Yeah.
Board up there, they're window each right there.
That's a lot, isn't
it? I did as well.
I don't know, it surprises me. I mean, I know the church is closed and it's been closed for a couple of years now. And it looks a sight because now you don't care how many members they've got, at least a couple of them could go in there and cut all the brambles down. I mean, if you belong to a church, you do something to make it look tidy there. I mean, that church isn't in such a bad state that whether you're cutting grass is going to bloody fall on you all the time. You go past that area when you're looking out front, and people have been dumping bags of rubbish over there.
Yeah, they will.
Little tiny white bags, full with cans and all, just dumping all over. I mean, there's no respect at all, really, is there? You wouldn't think of doing it years ago, even if a church was down there. And they've cut all the other side in Tinnagrag Road, Church Street. They've cut all the hedge of the church down there, dumped all the grass inside, and not the grass, the branches inside. But you think they'd get a green lorry or a van to take it all down the flame and stick with them. To change, just to make it look a bit respectable, because it's a church, they're using that part of it.
Yeah.
And it looks absolutely terrible. Yeah. I said, yeah, about it the other day. Ah, he said, but they weren't supposed to cut it like that, he said. They were only supposed to cut a bit off the top. Well, I said, that doesn't excuse the thing of tipping it all over and putting it inside and not shifting it. It looks terrible.
Now,
make sure
it moves the bits of sticking out on the path.
Yeah.
Or you could trip over them.
No, somebody could go in there, belong to the church. I know two or three of them, and they wouldn't take along cutting all those brambles and things away.
Can't you mean a cup street? Because they usually make fires.
Well, I don't know what's stopping some of the devils, really. They go that one day, there one day, and they
throw
something over, and it'll be up.
Yeah, why can't they leave just a little patch of grass for the fire?
Isn't that it? I said, today, if you want pea sticks, that's the place to go, because they got hand bean sticks. They got them like that there. And pea stick, well, guys. He said, well, I got all canes now. But you think they'd get a lorry or something to shift it from there? It's a fire hazard, really, as it is. Knowing kids today. I'll tell you another thing I noticed. I cut through the car park in the lane behind Shirley's one day this week. I went through and up to the Black Road to walk from the top. And the back door, the old police station's open. And all the windows in the back are broken. So I expect something, and the door thing, you can get in the back way and in through the back door. There's nothing stopping people sleeping in the night.
Someone could easily make a fire.
I mean, if they've got to use a building, they can't sell it. Get it! So they said they were going to sell it, then they changed their mind. They're going to pull it down, isn't it?
They can't sell it, pull it down and
put
something else in.
It's not worth
anything, no. Put something else in, like a flat.
There's room for flats, eh? Yeah. You want to go for it? cleaned our windows yesterday, and the one I wiped the window cleaner off with, I washed it after because it was all dirty and all, and I put it out yesterday, and I keep forgetting to bring it in.
Trust it up.
Trust it up.
Well, if somebody's desperate that they want to pinch that, they're quite welcome to it.
That's right. It's been such a off the sheets, it was. But I thought I was going to tap this at the end down so they could sew the machine, right? I don't
know where the door is. Why don't you remember there was a
Well, when I drew the curtains back, the smaller the other one down, I took pretty nappy shirt, but I didn't have that.
You were lucky that the one pinched
it. Oh, like you have it, they had a damn glove. It didn't pick enough for anything, only to wipe your nose. Quite a few get people down the park, come down to the park. There's a rugby match going on up there, people watching that, and there's people down there with kids.
I made the ladder.
No, we saw the people in the park when we walked down the village that way, didn't we?
That way.
You must have gone out just behind me then, because I went right up the road as far as Morgan Street now.
We went down as far as
the wrong crossing.
Yeah, the last crossing. Past the Comrades.
The south when you walked, eh?
No, not past the Comrades, by the Comrades, isn't it? Crossing it.
Along your wall. Yeah. And as I said, that Patrick, didn't you? I can put the one piece around there and then the other piece goes around there and it's... The only thing is, when I'm breathing, it must set my glass and I
can't enjoy it. No, you keep on tripping over.
No, I gotta go like this.
I mean, as soon as you think that you're going to bash into something, you pull it off. I mean, because of your mouth. But then tuck it like that.
I used to take advantage of a day like this, but tomorrow it might be 40.
I wore my hat, scarf and gloves, but then I wasn't. I had Christmas. Today I'm lucky that I wore it.
And then she wore all in Pompey, didn't you? And she said, a moth.
My moth!
She spent a lot of time dragging that to put on. The one that's really not a bottom on the set. But he came up, he said, Grandchild, said he wants the spirit level and he wants the tape measure. He got the spirit level, he came and he said, I can't find the tape measure. He said, Grandchild said, it is on top of the bag. I said, where's your hat? And she went out and said, going, says, making me hot. So it's in my pocket. Well, I said, don't go catching cold. I goes out there and he said, I don't know where that tape measure is. There's two bags here. And the tape measure that side and it was on top of the bag. I said, that's the tape measure. He said, it's got a strap on it to put on your hand. Oh. He pulled it there. Oh, I said, it's weird. And there was a car here last night, Hazel, and it was revving up. Then he heard a door go, and they went towards the thing, and bang. Then there was voices, and then it sounded as if the boot went down. And then there was the door was banged in, and then it revved off. And it went along, and it came back. Well, I stuck it for a long time, and I went to sleep. And I got out, and I had a look, and the only thing that I could see, and it was 2 o'clock after two this morning, the one side of the big house over there was full of lights. They had all the lights on. And there were two cars outside with the lights on. So they must have been driving. That's what I was looking for. Every time I thought I was dropping off, they used to start.
You had it
with you. Yeah, it's usually smell. You were on the telly on here sometimes, and you were listening to telly.
And all you can do is
there's snoring.
Zip a window.
I know, stupid, isn't it?
Hello, Josh. Your mother Johnny's picking me on. Got a minute?
No. Turn out the echo.
Daily echo. Daily echo. Mommy!
Oh, put the light on, Mom. Oh, lights are drying up. Hey, it's drying fast, Mom. On the top of it, plastic, to keep it clean.
I'm trying to get it off. I mean it's
lift the top thing off altogether, the top table mat. Alright, come off with it.
Seems alright, yeah. Oh no, not until next week.
Next week?
No, we can't see you.
I told her down
there. I know, Steph, she said it's gone up a bit. Test worked. It should have gone Christmas week. And I said, I'm not going down Christmas week, so I went the week before. And then my pouch is out until the 23rd of January.
And I picked the nice one to go on top.
Good. I couldn't find her in the hospital the second week of March, and she said, go down and have a blood test in 3 weeks before. At least 3 weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
So the other cholesterol would be there when she's ready for full time working.
Mom, this is how you do it. Full time can
be there. No, it'll have to go on last lap. Yes, love, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good one day, and it took me ages to get it all back in.
What am I taking?
And it's there to keep the pain, see?
Oh, I got
you. There you are, you got it. Oh, look at the finger marks on it now. They had a special coupon in their campaign one week, and I said to Di, I said, phone this number, I said, and put that washing machine in. I said, they're not taking a note from me. So he phoned her, and he had to read out to us, he said, for what he wanted. So I made him put it on paper before he started, and I said, read out. And then she checked with him when I got it, and she said, it'll take a week or 4 minutes. Right? Anyway, a week after he phoned, there was no work done in it, so he wrote into the campaign and said, why is it when some people put adverts in, they not only put in once, they put in 3 or 4 times the same week.
Mm.
This week again, there's a lot of repeats in it, and he said, other people that send adverts in can't even get a look in, they don't have, anyway, after he wrote the letter, it was in the following week.
Mm.
Well, as you know, a woman, she saw it in the post office, she did, in the meantime, and we sold it. Everybody's just calling now, seen the paper, we told them to sell it. We had 3 calls last week. Now it's about a month since it was here, short of it. Spotted over the washing machine, and we said it's sold. Sold a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, he picked up the phone yesterday. We had 2 phone calls yesterday in the morning. I had one last night, and I had another one this morning about the washing machine. And I said, sorry, but I said, the advert was put in the campaign. He said, a month more ago. No, she said, it's in this week. So, anyway, yesterday afternoon, I was checking through it when the phone went again to ask about the washing machine, and I was looking through the paper to see whether, and they put it in this week. Silly things.
Oh, thanks.
The sticky mitts now. Oh, I like the sticky mitts. Go on.
Okay. Walking around the
lane. Eastwood.
Helen brought us up home, really. And she brought down the hospital. She said, well, Mom, she said, Nan, she said, it's a present for you, she said. To make you laugh. But of course, when they opened the door, I never knew after Robert said, Callie wanted us back. He said, she bought it for herself. But I said, she didn't say that. So when I went up, I took it up with me, I said to Callie, and I said to your father, I said, he wanted your mom back. I said, no, it's not true from now, I'll go to Blackwood and get myself another one, she said. Reminds me of Mick Jagger, his mouth.
Oh, look at Jane standing up here. She's right in the squeak.
She's wondering what you've got.
Jane, if you really like to know, I go on that.
Stay with the man's bed, then.
Every
time I pass, he's sitting down here in the front. animals in that biology instruction in your school. You want to teach them? You wash neighbours?
No, I don't wash neighbours.
No, you don't.
The Cody, I think it's Cody, you know that? And her boyfriend's name is Todd.
Mm.
Well, they're on a biology lesson. She'd been told, they'd all these teenagers have been told about this biology.